Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. It's, what, seven, a little after seven, 7:01. Okay. Stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. All right. I got an email from Todd. He won't be here tonight. I haven't heard from Katrina, so I don't know. She'll be here tonight, but we have a quorum, so we're fine. Okay, the first order of business, approve the minutes from last meeting. Anybody have any changes or corrections to the minutes?
Misspelled my name in the one spot.
How the hell?
Where are you?
Right under the pledge of allegiance.
You don't.
I have to Jody's name the first time.
Oh, you're Stroud instead of Stout.
So you don't like that. All right, I thought it was nice.
I answered a lot of things.
Yeah, really?
I thought it was nice.
You called a lot worse.
Let her laugh. She's next, off the next minutes.
Okay, any other?
And do we have to put who's absent?
You know, I was thinking about that. I think we should.
Yeah, I do too.
So we can just put that Todd was absent, right? Members absent would be Todd Keating. And after the minutes, just add in that all were in favor. I don't think anybody voted.
All in favor at the end, you said?
Right after, seconded by Selectman Young.
Oh, minutes, okay.
And then all in favor. I'm going to give you these. Okay. Oh, we're going to change Bob. We'll take the R out of him. Okay. And then about two-thirds way down, it says, Chairman Chivers would like to see a monthly revenue report each month. I asked if members would like to see a monthly revenue report each month. So I just added in, asked if members.
Can I have that one?
Yeah, I'll give you this one. Yeah. Any other changes or corrections? Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes with the changes? Susan moves. Is there a second? Paul seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Minutes are approved as corrected. Okay. Questions from last meeting? I didn't see anybody. Anybody remember any questions from last meeting that weren't resolved? No, I didn't see any either. Okay. Moving right along. We'll go first to the town expense report.
Look at that.
Any questions or comments on the town expense report?
Maybe just an information question. So, you know, the line for the revenue for taxes, what does that involve?
Where are you on the page one?
Yeah, right on page one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what they've received, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from the first billing, I believe, what they've received.
For property taxes?
I believe, but I will check to make sure.
Where?
That doesn't seem right.
You're down, yeah, it seems low.
What, tax collector, 11,000? What are you talking?
Talking about revenue comparison. So the source was right, the 87,423.
I'll find out for sure.
Wait, oh, you're on the
revenue. Revenue, yeah.
And now we're at 30,000. So the first line on the on the revenue comparison. So go down first line in the next box.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Oh, it's more than that.
Yeah, because it's clearly not property tax.
No,
that
that's
number
yeah.
Would be way higher. So
right.
I'm wondering what the number is. Where does that number come from?
I wonder if that's the you know when
I don't have my other thing from. 2 months ago.
I know, I meant to ask that before.
Okay. No, I apologize, but I can't.
No, that's okay.
Okay, well, we can guess, but it's better to just find out what the real answer is. Whatever it is, it's a lot higher than last year, huh? Okay. All right, any other questions?
Late fees or something. That would be a lot of late fees.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, you know, when you pay your, when you register your car, you pay that town tax. I was thinking maybe it was that.
Yeah, that's a lot of cars there.
That's a permit fee though, right? That can't be, there's no way that that could be. That's why, I just wonder where the number comes from.
I don't know, we'll find out. It's, yeah, it's too small for property tax, way too small.
Way too small.
Yeah. Okay, we'll find out. Any other questions? How do you like the shading? Don't you think it make it a little easier?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the explanations.
Yeah, and don't, and it's, most of the things I had a question about, if you look below, Donna explained them, so that's really nice. Makes it a lot easier. She knows what we're gonna question.
Dennis isn't here, but Chester Turnpike come out nice, huh?
Yes, yeah, I've driven on a couple of.
You've been up, yeah.
Very nice.
Yep, did a nice job.
It's in my neighborhood too.
Yep. Yours get done?
Christine Drive, which is.
It's horrid.
Not much.
Rural Acadia. Christine fixed it like.
He's trying, a little by a little.
That road was awful, like it would swallow your car.
Which, you talking about Christine? Oh, yeah.
I'm not kidding, the pothole was probably.
It was down, it's downhill, so all the water would run down Douglas Drive and wash it out, and it was, so.
Because I have a meeting with him, because our thing is in a couple of weeks to find out what he has planned for next year, so that might be.
Hey, Sue, ask him about the park, please.
Ask him or ask Scott?
Either one, but if, I mean, if nothing else, I mean, that park, if it doesn't get done, I mean, the budget, we're gonna spend it whether we commute the kids from Candia to someone else's park, or we fix that park. Either way, the town's gonna end up paying money for these kids to play, because that surface cannot be played on. So that has to get fixed by spring.
That would be Parks and Rec, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll ask Scott about the.
But no, Dennis said that he would be able to do it. So he was gonna give us an estimate on how much it was gonna be, and he hasn't gotten back to us.
So get estimate.
So either way, the town's gonna end up paying, whether it's Park or Rec, or whether it's out of.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
School budget, it's not gonna matter, I mean, because it costs like $250 for them to go to, and we could not play on that surface last year. So if you have half and half, that's a, you know.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah, I thought you, I'm sorry, I thought you were handling it with Dennis.
I have, but he hasn't.
Yeah, he's busy.
I know, that's why I haven't bugged him.
Certainly better to fix this than to be shipping them all over the place.
Right, and it's not a safe surface for anybody to play on, so.
The other issue too is, I mean, even if you fix it, it's gotta be maintained, and that's what happens, right? Once you stop playing on it, it's not maintained.
Right.
It's like the baseball field.
Yeah.
It's like every spring, we gotta go and fix the damn thing, because once we're done playing on it, nobody uses it.
It would be really nice if they could fix the softball and the baseball at the same time, and so both of the teams, and then just keep up one facility instead of both.
Problem is, you get more park is town and that's school, so it's not.
Either way, it's like a craziness. It's money is money from the town, right? I mean, it's out of the same pocketbook of everybody, really, right? No?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Any other questions or comments on the town budget report? Yeah, we're right where we should be.
We won't open our article, believe me.
Is it this Saturday?
Not with Carlton.
Is it this Saturday you guys doing?
Next Saturday.
23rd.
This Saturday's Reach the Beach.
Oh, that's.
And last year, when I was trying to get up to it, to a budget hearing, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, with all the runners and the fire departments trying to park the vans and.
Okay, next thing on the agenda is the school reports. So the first one we will look at is the expenditure report dated June 30th, 17. This would be the end of year report.
So, I mean, one of the things I had been looking for the same was the high school tuition line. And that you know, we were told that it's probably going to be a lot closer to budget, and at least for this year, at least for the end of the year, 2017, right? I mean, it was 27,000 or something, or was it?
But take a look at it, okay?
Yeah, right, okay.
Now, yeah. This is something that the school does, and it's not bad or sneaky, but just keep this in mind. Okay, look at regular ed high school tuition, other LEAs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It started off, I'm on page one, about 7/8 of the way down. Regular high school, 1105, line 1105.
So this was for last school year?
This is, yes.
Okay.
So it starts off at $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. But then the revised budget is $1.3 million. Okay, so $200,000 was transferred out of that account, mm-hmm, to use for something else. And then we had $27,000 left over. So it's not like,
okay,
we had $27,000 left over. It's like we had $227,000. Right. We over budgeted it.
The next line, the tuition to the public academies, goes up by almost $200,000.
So is that where they
probably to? Because maybe kids went to other schools.
I don't know. Does Pinkerton count as a public
Pinkerton
academy?
Yes, that's the public academy.
Yeah, that's the academy.
And lots of kids left.
But I thought last year, if the freshmen wanted to go, they could go and the town would pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So that counts towards the, mm-hmm, the first line, not the second line.
No, second.
Second line.
Because last year it was, they weren't.
But the town was paying for anybody that wanted to transfer, could transfer and the town would pay for it, which,
right,
in previous years.
Yes, but I think it still falls under the public academy.
Yeah, right.
So the money was moved from probably
regular high school,
regular
to public high school,
to public academy.
And right, you see that each month on the proposed changes report. That,
right,
comes,
yeah, we always get the report of, yep, the budget transfers.
Well, even looking at last year, you know, it was $343,000 was the remaining amount, and they had moved $100,000 off the original budget, so that number was really $443,000. So, yeah. I mean, even if you compare it to this number, it's still a $200,000, you know, reduction in what they had. I don't know. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We're still over budgeting high school. I mean, we've always over budgeted high school.
So my thing is that I went to the bottom and said, oh, all right, how'd they do? So they have 111,840.02 left over.
That's correct.
So their bottom line budget. It doesn't, yeah, matter if where they move it to.
It matters to us, but you're right, it doesn't matter. They can move it anywhere they want.
Yeah, because if they had budgeted closer on for the regular high school and not the public academy, because they, when they made the budget, they didn't know about the Pinkerton and
right,
stuff.
Right.
Then they would have been.
They would have had not enough money.
Negative 100
right,
and some
right,
odd thousand. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you, well, if you look at the total of the 1105, I mean, for the high schools, they're only off by 30K on 1.8 million. That's not bad.
Yeah. And I kind of looked at it like Stephanie said too. I always take it and look at the back page first.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
you know, last year we were talking about maybe adjusting the budget down 2%,
which is,
and we're at 8%,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And everybody was saying, well, you got to show us where. Well, we don't, because,
yeah,
we know, and it's okay. You move, yeah, the money around. This is what the budget is.
Yeah.
I thought this was a much better number than, mm-hmm, the previous two budgets that I sat on, because those were 8% over.
Yes.
Right. This one was a little bit.
This one's about 2% over.
Yeah.
You know?
This one was a lot closer.
So I guess the question is this going to be the new norm with Pinkerton in the equation,
right,
or is this an aberration?
Right.
No,
it's
know,
probably the new, because now we only had what? How many kids to Trinity this year? One going in as a freshman?
One private. Any private pays, doesn't he?
Right, exactly.
And
so
in
the previous year was like
Central?
12 and 15. So we have a lot more now going.
Didn't we used
using
to get that high school? I thought we used to get that high school.
Yeah, I emailed Karen today for the high school, and she said she doesn't have the information,
okay,
yet.
Right.
Because school just started.
Right.
So anyway, she said we'll have it our next meeting. So. Yeah, we do normally get the high school numbers, but we don't have them now. So I don't know what
they had. What, like 4 or 5 go to Central, and the rest went to Pinkerton, and then they have a couple of special ed
But you said only one went to Trinity? That's really low. Yeah. That's really low.
And Jesse Remington?
I don't think we had any go to Jesse.
Wow. So, yeah. Okay.
Are the numbers for the total high school kids down, like the elementary or not?
You mean the regular?
Do you know a total or not yet?
We have the numbers.
What, for high school?
Not for high school, but regular elementary.
She said for high school.
We got the elementary numbers.
She was just wondering for high school.
It was a smaller class size last year, for sure, but just a handful.
We'll get them next month, Karen said.
You can see the growth. The classes are going up a little bit, which is nice to see.
My son's first grade class has seven new.
It's nice, yeah.
Seven new starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not when you go. Yeah, the opening day, it because we lost a big group, but it seems to be. I know my daughter got three new in her seventh grade.
Yeah.
So, and my other daughter got a couple in her fifth grade.
In third grade.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of homes for sale in town, and they're selling pretty quickly.
Yeah. To kids.
You know, I mean, just driving around.
Well, and I'm surprised, because I thought people weren't going to sell if we went to Pinkerton. That was what I thought one of the big things was, that you know, people would stay here, but I guess not.
I
think
maybe people without families. I think maybe people without families are saying the time to get out.
It's hard to say, right? Yeah.
Our neighbor that moved in said Pinkerton sealed the deal for her. She said if it was Central, they wouldn't have moved in.
Yeah.
That's what the realtors are saying. They can't keep, they literally cannot keep them on the market if they're priced right in Candia, they said.
Well, if you look at the, I got some junk mail today.
Mm-hmm.
You got it from the realtor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it was interesting.
It was.
I mean, forget all the peripheral stuff, but it was pretty interesting because it talked about what the assessed value and the sale price of the houses, and they were way over the assessed value.
Yeah.
How many days on the market? It was nothing, except for this one place. It was on the market for 200 days and sold way below the assessed value, so I don't know.
Well, there's one on my road that he wants, like, way too, you know what I mean? If it's priced, you know, there's a couple.
But it was pretty surprising how houses were on the market for such a very short period of time.
Do you see what they're doing now? They put coming soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it flips to sold.
Yeah.
It's I don't know what the... Better get people looking at them before.
A friend of mine sold her house,
so they can bid up on it.
Really? The first weekend, she got three offers above the asking price.
Wow!
They're bidding. They're bidding on whatever.
Yeah.
So I know.
Crazy.
Okay, back to the end of year report. Any other questions on this report? So you'll notice there are $59,000 in encumbrances. So I asked Karen.
Right. To break them down.
To break them down, and that's one of the sheets I handed out to you. I think, did I send that email to everybody?
Yes.
Okay. So, where did I put it?
I did have just one question on the staff development section there. That's the only one I saw that we kind of...
Which?
Way over budget. It's on 2210 on one page. No, the pages aren't numbered. 2190, section 2190.
Okay. Other support services.
Mm-hmm.
The support services?
No, right underneath the next one,
staff development.
Yes. And we budgeted for staff development, but then we didn't spend any of that.
Oh,
and then there were some
okay,
other lines we didn't. So we only used 50% of what we budgeted. Just wondering why.
And the substitutes are way down, way over budgeted, but that's good,
well,
I guess.
Well, I think the problem was they couldn't get substitutes, so they used internal, like
paras.
La Valley, paraprofessionals, couldn't get people to come.
That's $65.
We don't pay as well as other schools.
How about the staff development? We asked about that before, and...
it's contractual.
I think Kim told us that... they wait till the grades come out and then they pay, you know, everybody gets reimbursed, but
right.
Year's over.
But this year is over. Right?
Yeah, that's, so.
I think it's contractual. What they do is they take what they've given them in a contract and they have to budget because if everybody used it,
thank
you know, so I mean, I believe that's the way it works. That's the way it used to work. Maybe that's different, Stephanie. I don't know. You go by the contract.
I mean, it's a salary. I wonder.
Yeah, that's why it just seems odd. It seems like that would be predictable. That's all.
Well, depends on who signs up for it.
Right, but I think it's contractual. If they all get, so much money for professional, for PD, and if they don't use it, the school board doesn't know they're not going to use it, but they still have to. They know the number of teachers. They multiply it by what they get for PD hours, and I think that's why they have that line in there. I'm not sure. Does that sound right to you? You have to budget for it because it's in the contract.
Yes, but I will ask why it wasn't used, because you'd think you'd want our teachers further developing their... If it's there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, also on that same page, if you go down almost to the bottom, 2310, school board services, legal and consulting. Mm-hmm. We budgeted $15,000 and we spent $45,000.
Mm-hmm. Are we done with all that?
You want to explain what that was all about?
The only thing I know is that Todd raised a question at one of the school board meetings, and superintendent said that it was a contract year, so they had to consult legal more, but I can clarify.
But we know when contract years are, so that would be kind of, why would we not budget for that, you know?
Damn billable hours.
Because it started at 15.
Wait, I'm trying to think, 2016? Was the year, yeah, I'll get, that's just a hunch on my end, but I'll have the superintendent better explain.
Yeah, 16 to 17 we're talking about.
Yes.
That was a very expensive night.
Yes, it was.
Because if you go back to our June, the meeting that, if you look at that budget, the transgender meeting, you look at that month, it was a very high, and I don't know if that's where it was.
That was the previous year.
No. The monthly budget that came out, the legal expense line on that month was really, really high.
So it would
and that
have
was
been
during that meeting month. It was at...
It would have been the 215, 216. No, wait, I'm trying to think, when was the budget?
That was
June
the previous school year.
Previous school year.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it was
the transgender issue.
We had the hearing.
No, because
it was just in March.
Right.
So it was like after that transgender meeting, if you look at that expenditure, the report that we got from them, it was a very large legal item the following month, and it may be other things associated with it, but that's what I.
If they had the meeting in 1 month and they didn't get billed till.
Well, check and see. You can see what there is.
I know there was $3,000, and he used the explanation of it was a contract year.
Yeah, but the contract year, we budget for that. We don't. That.
There was an HR issue.
I think there are a couple of issues.
There was an HR issue. There was a teacher who was out on medical leave. They just settled that in July of this year, but it was a long legal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Who's the health teacher up there now?
Shauna Isham does a portion of health and physical education.
Oh, because I thought there was a separate health salary, or is that her salary?
I think it's a portion.
2130 to 39,000. Or is that both health?
Health.
2130 and then 5112.
Health
at
is
the
a
end.
Nurse. Correct?
Health teacher
health
salary.
Health probably is the nurse.
Isn't the health the nurse? Isn't that how they label them? Or am I wrong?
What page is that one on? Because we have supplies.
I thought health was the nurse.
Teacher salaries, paraprofessional, health insurance, financial. Bed, ESY.
Pardon? That's not the nurse?
Athletic.
Sue?
I don't know.
Teacher salaries, health insurance.
I thought health was the nurse. What page are you on?
It might be.
Under 2120, the next 12130. I thought this was the nurse.
Yes.
Health.
Oh, so the other one's just under regular teacher's contract.
Right.
And is Donna still curriculum coordinator? I mean, is there still a curriculum coordinator?
It's a new title. I'll have to get her a new title.
Is it administrative or in the classroom?
Administrative.
Is that the person that was the Common Core coordinator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember they told us what that, they reclassified.
Yeah,
that
was right.
It was curriculum director last year. I don't know what it is this year.
Whatever the state mandated it, right? The state changed their, I mean, when he explained it, he said the state changed all their rules, and so for order us to stay current, we needed to still someone to stay in that position.
Yes, so they changed it. I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he did a good explanation of that last year during the budget hearing. It was, I like that.
I think that's what he said. It was a long time ago. I'm sure he'll have to repeat it again.
Okay.
It was a good one.
Anything else?
And do we have full-time psychologists now? Or psychiatrists, or?
We have a psychiatrist on staff. I'm not sure if he's full-time or part-time. But that was in the budget for this year.
I know it was in the budget.
It was not in the 17 budget. He was per diem, or I don't know what you call it.
Contract.
He was
contracted.
But he's under SPED, right?
Yeah, see, if you look at psych services, it started at 33.9 and then they revised it to 53.9.
Yeah, I thought he or she was going to be full time or something.
But there's no FICA in there. I think it was still contracted. That was my recollection.
The what?
Could be wrong. There's no FICA?
I think he works for SARS. He worked for a different company.
He's a contracted person.
He's contracted out.
But now, for this school year, I think he is a contracted.
You mean next year?
Coming
for 2017,
2018.
He was going.
Yes, got it.
He's an employee of ours.
Yeah.
So we're paying the FICA and the health insurance and everything?
As far as I know, he is a Henry Moore.
Yeah, I think when they presented the budget, he was going full time because there was some questions about that.
Well, that would be.
We still know FICA in the
The expenditure report for this month.
2140, right. It should be in there.
He wouldn't be in the 6/30/2017,
but he would be in the 8/30. He would be in
if they paid him. I don't know if he's on a monthly or how do they.
But it would be in the budget.
Yeah, right. It shows.
It still shows roughly the same contract.
59.9 psych services.
So he must be still contracted.
Must be contracted.
Or they thought last September he would be contracted and changed it. Maybe. I'll have to ask.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't work full time though. I don't think
more questions on this June 30th expenditure report.
May I ask a question about the revenue?
On which?
We're not on the revenue report yet. We're on the expenditure. Then we're going to go to the revenue. We'll do one report at a time. Any more questions on the expenditure? No? Okay. Let's go to the revenue report then. Okay, so what's your question on the revenue?
On 2017.
The end of year.
Oh. The end of the year.
Now I got it.
Why is that?
Right here.
Expenditure. I pulled it out to take notes on it last week. Where is it in this pack? Why am I not seeing it? I'll borrow yours. Thanks.
I made a copy in the stuff that was
That's
in your packet.
I thought.
Got it?
That's the 830 revenue.
Yeah, this is 830-17 revenue report.
Right here, next page.
And then the other page, they're both attached.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a quick question. What is refund of PY expense? What's PY expense?
Prior year.
Refund of PY expense.
Good job.
Prior year expense.
Yes.
Of what?
Something we spent and then got the money back, I don't know.
And Stephanie, I should probably Google this, but what's the difference between state adequacy grant and state education tax? For, as far as revenue, we're getting those in.
State education tax is the portion from our property tax?
Well, no, that's your current appropriation, right?
It's both. She said it's separated into two areas. I asked her this at the last meeting, and she said it's current appropriation and the state education tax are both part of your property tax.
So they're both raised with Candia's property tax. Is that correct? And then, so the state adequacy grant is?
State funds. They contribute so much per student, as far as I know.
Is that like the Claremont thing where they did, if you do a certain, if you have a certain amount on free lunch and like that, is that how they figured that out?
I can ask her to break.
I couldn't remember what the difference is, and I didn't have time to look it up, so.
I could ask her to break it out.
Thanks.
Is that where the federal money goes to the line? I know it's very small. We asked that question last year. Any federal money we get.
To the adequacy line?
Yeah, because it doesn't have its own line.
Right.
It must be mixed in with something.
Yeah.
But what's catastrophic aid? Is that the No, this Medicaid is right underneath it. And that was a lot higher than expected, but.
So that means we have.
What's catastrophic aid? I can't remember. I just don't have it.
The catastrophic was like some totally unexpected kid moves in that costs $100,000 for busing and in the middle of the year, and we never anticipated it.
And we don't use that special education revolving fund. That
we can, but we also can get catastrophic aid because we talked about that a while ago.
This is
the catastrophic aid. We have that special ed fund,
right?
But we can apply to the state for the catastrophic aid.
They got this from the state, and so say there's an extra $200,000 for costs. Did they take that out of that fund? Because I thought they hadn't touched the SPED fund.
They haven't.
I didn't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So what they? Okay.
We don't want to touch it if we can get that money from the state.
Well, yeah, but they only got this. And if the cost is $200,000, I thought that's why we had that.
You just threw that out.
No, I just made that
$200,000. No, I'm saying if the cost was, because if you go back and look at the busing and different things, it appears like somebody moved in at some point who had some needs that needed to be addressed. And it seems like I didn't know why we didn't go to that fund.
Because we didn't need to.
You didn't need to because you weren't overdrawn on the bottom line. Right. Okay. All right.
If a kid moved in March, we would just have to pay for their, whatever we haven't budgeted. And then if we know about the child's going to be there, then we just
pay. Yeah, next year you budget for it.
Well, especially in special ed, she said reappropriation of funds, like a student may move out that was having services, a student may move in, a student may not need them, a student may need them, so they, even within their own little budget, distribute funds frequently.
Okay. Yeah, I have all the faith in the world and in you guys far as budgeting and like that. I don't want you to say, I couldn't remember which one went where. Whatever.
Okay, any more questions on the either one of the revenue reports? The August 30th one or the June 30th? Nothing? Okay. All right. Just, you could look at the encumbrances. I noticed there was a $76,000 left over in maintenance. So I'm presuming much of that, some of that was encumbered for these things on this list.
That was the 36,000, the handicap lift.
If you look at,
Most of it is maintenance stuff, right?
It's on the second to the last page on, $2,600, under maintenance. There's $79,000 left over. And if you look at, building repairs, there's $45,000. So I'm just, I'm just guessing that.
Well, the lift was 36.
Right, the lift was 36.
Grease trap, 7. Classroom furniture, I wonder if that.
That's your summary of the revenue.
So they were under an electricity.
This is, right.
Oh, there was oil, but that's just, you know.
Yeah.
We never know.
No, it didn't.
Could you two please not have your own conversation? It really is.
Yeah, the leftover in building repairs, the 45, I'm thinking is all of this stuff that we've done in the summer.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was guessing. Okay. All right, any questions on the encumbrances? Okay. All right, take care of that. The August 30th expenditure report, there's not a whole lot. Any questions on this one? And then the last one is the student report for the Moore School. Any questions on this? Now we'll go down to the calendar for the budget season.
You make me so happy, Lynn. All these days make me happy.
I know, that's why we do it. I made this up, but there's a lot of information I don't know, so be sure that you write tentative at the top because some of these things could change.
Which ones are we responsible for attending?
Everything.
Like the selectmen's meeting.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, you don't have the selectmen's meeting. You don't have to attend.
The budget.
But I think
is that a regularly scheduled meeting?
Yes.
No, that's Saturday. That's not a regular.
No, the 11th.
The 11th is
a
regular
scheduled
meeting.
Oh, the 11th is a regular meeting.
Yep.
Quite a few of these are our regular meetings. Now, a couple of things that we need to firm up. We have a joint meeting with the selectmen scheduled. I just scheduled it November 8th. So, Sue, could you check with the selectmen and see if that's okay?
Yeah.
The 8th of November?
Well, that's why I scheduled it, but we won't know if that's okay until we check with the selectmen.
Which is our regular meeting. That would be fabulous.
And then I scheduled a joint meeting with December 6th. With the school board, the SAU, and so Stephanie, could you check with all of them and make sure that that's all right?
Oh, you just scheduled it for us. You didn't.
I just scheduled
email
it.
To Matt.
I didn't check with anybody else.
Okay.
So you need to check with the SAU and the administration and the school board.
12/6 is our normally scheduled. No, we're Thursday nights. Never mind. That might be a.
Well, we can. This is tentative. I just made up these dates of the things that
down.
I don't know, and so we can move things around if these dates aren't going to work. But we have to get all these things done before we have our public hearings and our deliberative sessions, and And then the school board has to come up with the dates for the deliberative session. And there was something else. Oh, the selectmen are going to come up with a date for the non-petitioned warrant articles. And I think everything else, the selectmen already have their dates for the deliberative session and the town meeting.
What about dates for encumbrances? It will be December 26th.
Right. That's on the other sheet. It shows it shows last day to file for candidates and the first day to file for candidates and the day for encumbrances. So that's on the calendar of events, but that's for the town.
So 12/6, you propose to have a joint meeting with the school board.
Yeah.
And then 12/7, vote on preliminary budget recommendations would be this board?
That'll be us, yes.
Okay.
So we have our joint meeting.
Well, I have school board that night.
Oh, you're the first Thursday.
We're the first Thursday.
Oh, okay. I think in past years that we've been doing it all the same night. We've been getting it done without that second meeting, haven't we?
Yes.
Did we do that last year?
Yeah.
We got it done?
Yeah, we got it done.
Okay,
and the school.
So we, because we're going to submit our questions in advance. Let's see, that's November 29th. We come up with our questions. And then the joint meeting. And so I'll say, we'll vote on the budget
if time,
because that's what we did. That's what we do with the joint meeting with the selectmen.
We just hung out until we got it done, so we didn't have to come the next
right.
night.
Sure. That's right. That's what we did. So if time permits, we'll vote on the preliminary budget for the school. Okay. Yeah, that's right. And then that meeting will be canceled. Canceled if completed on the 6th.
So you want to know also when the non-petition warrant articles are due in December. Is that your
that's
second
correct.
Question?
Yeah. Because we review all the warrant articles, December 13th, we have it scheduled. Review non-petition warrant articles December 13th.
So you want it before that.
It would be nice if it was before that. Remember one time we got it the day before, that wasn't very good. So. And some of these I don't have a location, but I emailed and I checked the town calendar and the dates are blank, but I emailed Andrea to see if she'll put us on the schedule. So the places that don't show a location, I'm presuming would be the town hall. But
I think the library is too small.
It is really. And last year, remember we had something.
People were outside. It just.
Yeah. We had something scheduled, and fortunately we got to come over here. Yeah. So that worked well. Stephanie.
The school library, you mean?
No, the town library.
I don't remember. We were there?
No. We scheduled it for there.
Okay, I'm like,
but then whoever was here didn't use the room, and we got to come over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if it's a cemetery group of five people, they can go upstairs. They can use other areas. They don't mind, or even over the police department.
We were in the town library the year before. That was terrible.
It was way too crowded.
It was too crowded.
It's really not enough room. The media center, that meeting with that joint meeting, would you check? If the date is okay, would you reserve the media center for us? If that December 6th date is okay.
Okay.
And I think everything else was the town hall.
Stephanie, is there any chance that you'd have the school deliberative session on a Saturday instead of a Thursday night?
Didn't we have it on a Saturday last year? I remember going. And it was Saturday.
No, I don't think it, because it was 6 o'clock at night.
It's always at night, or it has been the last couple of years.
There was something on a Saturday.
I thought it was a Saturday. It was something on a Saturday, we voted.
Yep.
I thought it was a little meeting before.
February 9th, last year was February 9th at 6 o'clock.
Jeez.
Oh my goodness.
Did it snow? The snow date was February 11th at 9, so maybe it snowed.
It was February 11th at 9.
Yeah.
So we used the snow date.
Right.
But it was originally scheduled for February 9th.
And it still snowed, remember? It was still snowing. Wasn't it snowing that day too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like-ish.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, it did go to the 9th.
Yeah.
But is there any chance they'd schedule it for a Saturday instead of during the, it's just the older people in town can't, they don't usually drive it after dark.
The public hearing?
Yeah.
No. Which one are you?
The deliberative session.
The deliberative session.
February, Susie.
I'm wondering, did you, so you proposed the 3rd?
No, we decided that.
No, that's the town.
The town is the 3rd.
And then it says, it says February question mark. Because you, the school board decides when that's going to be.
Maybe the lawyer's chip on a Thursday.
But the town decided to do.
Do they have a lawyer at the deliberative?
Oh, yeah.
And I presume it's going to be 9 o'clock like it's always at 9 o'clock, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess.
It might be with a lawyer, who knows? I mean, you can ask why.
Yeah.
It's Thursday nights.
It used to be on a Saturday, years and years and years. It was always on a Saturday. Not that it has to be, but.
Okay, anything on our schedule? Anything that last year we scheduled that we should have done differently, that we could have improved upon, that we. Okay.
I'm just looking forward to knowing what's going on this year. First year, it's all just kind of a blur.
Just kind of flies right by you.
Now I know what's coming. I know what to expect.
Yeah, right.
I'll be ready with my questions.
Right. Okay. That's all I have, unless there's something else that anybody else wants to bring up.
We went, may I speak?
Oh, yeah.
We went to the budgeting session yesterday, and again, it was wonderful. They covered a bunch of, a lot of different things they didn't do the year last year. And so I don't know if you guys, we have money in our budget because people didn't attend. If you want to get some of these books, it's a lot more, or I find it a lot more readable. They go by the RSAs, they have things. It's just a great book, but it's up to you. They didn't hand out, I thought maybe I could get an addendum to this one, you know, just a little, but they didn't have that.
That's the old one.
This is a whole new book. It's set up differently. It's so I don't know if that's something anybody wants. I mean, you're welcome to borrow mine when I get done reading it, but it was a great, great workshop. But I don't know if you guys want to. Or do you want to wait and see what we have for money at the end of the year? I mean, anybody can borrow this who wants to, but we'll get pretty busy here probably shortly. So, yeah. I don't know. It's up to you guys.
What do they cost?
I think 35, is it?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
I know. We got it for free because we
were. Yeah, if you go to the workshop, thing. You get it for free.
Yeah. Gotcha. But, it's just set up to me. I really liked it. But anybody can borrow it. I'm not going to sit there and read it for months.
You sure?
Well, it's riveting.
I'm sure it's riveting.
That's
for sure. But
you can't fall asleep.
I'm
really
not sure if that's a good or a bad thing.
They're going to make it into a movie.
Yeah, really.
Dean says you get right into those books pretty good.
No, between that and the makeup stuff for the computer.
Well, we did put. Oh. I got an email from Donna asking about our budget, the budget committee budget, and I had to submit it before our next meeting, so I just told her to do the same as we did this year. So if anybody wants to make changes to our budget, let me know. But it's it's pretty, our budget's pretty insubstantial. But we did put money in there for publications. Let me see how much we have. Publications, we have $300 budgeted.
Are doing the conference slash publications.
And we put conferences, $250.
Do conferences mean at Auburn Tavern?
Yeah.
So on March 14th, it should be night out.
Hey. You'll notice the perks with this job are pretty minimal. We don't even get free cookies. Maybe I'll bring free cookies sometime. So if anybody does want a book, there is $300 in there in the budget. So let me know, and I'll have Donna order some books. Anything else? Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Bob Stroud, no.
Yeah.
Bob, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Sue seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Good. Everybody have a lovely evening.
I didn't hold up me.